Now his message is this: if anyone leads a bad life but has a strong faith, that faith won't protect him from punishment when his deeds are put to the test. The phrase, shall be burned up, means won't survive the intensity of the fire. It's like if a man, wearing golden armor, were to pass through a river of fire, he comes out on the other side gleaming even brighter. But if he were to pass through it with hay, he would not only fail to benefit, but would destroy himself in the process. So it's also the case with people's deeds. He doesn't say this as if he were talking about physical things burning up, but instead to instill greater fear and to show how defenseless one who persists in wickedness truly is. Therefore, he states, he shall suffer loss. Here's one form of punishment, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Here's another form. His point being, he himself won't perish in the same manner as his deeds, disappearing into nothingness, but he will endure within the fire.